Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download that Odyssey app. Helps us. They actually keep track of how many people are downloading the app every month. Mm-hmm. We got an email about that. We're doing well. Keep it up. I think we were the number one podcast show in the whole company once again for the month. So thank you to all the people that listen via podcast.
Yep, we appreciate that.
You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the four-man show, it's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP, and we've got some Jaden Daniels audio to get through. Mm. So Jaden Daniels, who will be, I think, in minicamp this weekend, a rookie OTA, whatever the hell they call it, was on the All Facts, No Breaks podcast with Keyshawn Johnson. Mm. And he talked about what to expect from the offense with Cliff Kingsbury as his offensive coordinator.
Going back and watching with stuff, it's like it's different than the air raid. I don't, like, we not gonna air the ball out 50 times a game. Yeah, y'all gonna lose if y'all. I'm just being honest with you.
Like, we not gonna. Like, you gotta have balance.
You gonna get the beat out of you, and they gonna you don't want that. Yeah. I'm just being honest.
But
with
one thing about Cliff, you know, Cliff is open minded.
Yeah,
like, he ain't the OC that's like, man, it's my way. Like, we gotta do X, Y, Z. Just having a conversation with him was like, man, what do you like? How can we help the team be better? And I'm like, you know, we bouncing ideas back and forth off each other. But I like his scheme, honestly. I think it suits me. And obviously, you know, you got to evolve with the times. You know, you got to be able to have balance, keep a defense honest now, especially with all those athletes out there too.
It's encouraging to hear that they'll be collaborative.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kingsbury, when he was in college, he said in the clip, he ran that air raid, so he would spread it out four wide, and he would rarely run the ball. He would just throw, always out of shotgun. But when he got to Arizona with the Cardinals, he balanced it out a little bit, and they were pretty good at running the ball. I don't know where they statistically ranked, but they were much more balanced than he was when he was coaching in college.
Has Kingsbury commented publicly post-draft on Jaden?
Haven't seen
it. I don't feel like he's been at the podium. He's not a guy. He's not like a podcast guest.
I think he's a guy who he's steps under the radar in front of the guy, mic right? As little as possible.
Right.
Like, he'll do whatever is, I guess, required of him, but I don't think he does a lot past that, above and beyond that.
Uh-huh.
Pretty quiet. Yep.
Do we have more clips?
We do.
Yeah.
He talks about the NFC East and whether the Commanders can win the NFC East.
Do you have that, Mike? Mike's trying to find it. Here we go.
Jaden, do you think the Commanders can win the NFC East this year?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you think
think that, yeah. I mean, I'm confident in my squad, but I got to get out there and go to work and see what everybody working with.
Yeah.
And see how tight we could bond. I mean, obviously, we got DQ and what he did in Dallas as a DC. He went to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Yeah.
Super Bowl as a DC in Seattle.
Yeah, so I think once everybody get there, everybody get to working, how quick we could come together, we should see. I think we can make some noise, though.
I think that was an honest answer. You know,
he's not getting over his skis. He wants to actually see what sort of talent is surrounding him here. He in seems DC like, before he makes any bold predictions.
He seems like a good kid.
Yeah,
he really
totally
does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does. It's not like he's full of himself.
Nope.
You know,
I mean, I'm sure he has athletic arrogance, but he's not. It's not like you can tell it's not like seeping out of him.
I think he's a humble kid.
He is, but that was just a funny answer. I think most people would say, even if you're unsure, you'd say, I think we can. Here's what has to happen.
Maybe he was just so honest.
I know, it was just funny.
He was so honest.
He was just probably unprepared for the question, that's why.
The kid hadn't even been to a rookie minicamp.
He didn't know how to answer that.
I wonder if he's super plugged into the NFL, too. Like, some of these guys, they play their sport.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they are doing, but maybe don't follow the NFL that closely.
It's possible, but he was aware. Remember, in the pre-draft stuff, he was aware of Dotson. He was aware of McLaurin. He knew the weapons that Washington had.
What was the quarterback that was asked what teams were in the division, and he couldn't name it?
Was that Tannehill? Tannehill a few years ago.
I don't know if it was what teams in the division.
He botched what division the Chiefs were in, from what I recall.
Mm-hmm. That was just my read that he may just be a casual football fan, and right now he doesn't know the team that well.
Dude, he talked to Brandon
Plus, there's been a ton of
three
turnover.
To four times a day. I think he's more. I think he's plugged in. But I think he just gave an honest answer. He hasn't even been with the guys.
Yeah.
He hasn't.
You know,
right?
He's been with the Topgolf with a bunch of guys that aren't even on the team. Like, yeah.
He'll see him this weekend.
Yeah.
At least the rookies, anyway.
When is it actually starts? 10th, Friday.
10th through the 12th.
Friday. 10th through the 12th is
Friday through Sunday. Yep.
All right. Good. I can't wait to start. By the way, you have they ask him about the number, right? You have that? I want to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
What number are you going to wear?
I don't know yet.
You know, they didn't get you because you haven't been to camp or nothing, huh?
Nah, I even got to camp, so we're gonna see.
Trying to think, who wore nickel? Who had the nickel before?
Or who got it right now? The punter. Trestler.
Oh yeah, that's over.
Oh, you gotta just
no, that's over, man.
All right, hold on, slow down. Who just cursed right there? Who was that?
I think the co-host. I guess Keyshawn. Sounds like there's a co-host in there.
Yeah, there's somebody else.
So the co-host said, I'm not giving him a effing dime.
I don't think that was Jaden Daniels who said that.
No, didn't sound like him. Yeah, Keyshawn said, "Give him 10 racks. That's enough. 10K."
Mm-hmm.
What did Jaden say? He didn't say anything.
I mean, is Jaden Daniels?
I don't think we're gonna play the clip again.
Is that married to that number? Like, can he just slap a one in front of the five and he's 15?
Yeah, you score 15.
Right. I think Dax Millen will give him that.
Oh, Dax Millen wears 15. Yeah. There's probably limited numbers he can wear.
I'm telling you, I heard, I think maybe it was Kevin Sheehan. I was driving around and he went through every number, like, seemed like it was taken.
Every combo?
Yeah, but I mean, there were some nubs players that would probably get cut. But now that they've opened up the numbers, like, wide receivers don't have to be in the 80s anymore. Right. So we go through it.
You can wear number 9. You can wear number 9.
That's Sonny Jurgensen. Can't wear 9.
Oh, that's right. What am I
thinking? Can't wear 9.
And 7 is Theismann.
Can't wear 7.
Can he wear 4? Nope, 4 is Frankie Louvu.
Yep.
Is that what he's going to wear?
Who's number 14?
14 is Olamide Zaccheaus.
See, yes. I'm telling you, all the numbers all the way through the teens were taken.
Yeah, he's going to have to wear...
They're just going to have to cut somebody.
He's going to have to either make a deal with Tress, or he's going to take Dax Millen's number. That's just it.
And Dax can go to, 25 or something.
I mean, is Dax even going to be around? Let's be honest.
We don't know if he'll make the squad. Root
for these guys, but I mean, is he really going to be? Or cut one of the. I mean, Driscoll. Driscoll's going to have a number before your number one draft pick.
He's 16.
Yeah, so but maybe he doesn't want 16.
It doesn't really matter what you want. It kind of matters what's available.
You want to rehear it?
Did Jaden actually comment here, or is it just the other guys?
Mostly Keyshawn.
Okay. Play it again, please, Mike, with no curse.
The punter.
Trust oh, me. Yeah, that's over.
Oh, you got to just...
No, that's over, man. I'm not giving them... Cool 20. Keyshawn?
Throw him like 10 Keyshawn. Racks.
What, not giving him Malik? Don. Especially if he ain't going to be there.
He a captain.
Oh, yeah, you got to give him something then.
Oh, yeah, captain?
Yeah, captain.
So he going to be there then, possibly? I might have to wait him out, though. No, for real, though. You know, I'm going to wait him out. I'm going to wait him all the way out. Because, you know, every team I've ever been on, I got my number. It wasn't. Yeah. But if it was a team that somebody had to know, I'm going to wait him out.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they know they got to get that to you anyway, though. You know? You don't want to go in there like I would go in there, obviously, but yeah, I'm gonna wait him out, man. I tell dudes all the time. I tell them all the time. They be talking about they gonna pay for it, dude. I'm like, man, check the depth chart. See where he at. You know, you gotta that's real talk. Cause the dudes, man, they wanna get somebody just gave somebody like a was it
Stephon Diggs gave 100 racks.
Yeah. Man, I'm not giving that dude $100,000 for no damn number. He gonna turn that in anyway.
Yeah, 100K. You can't give 100K for a number.
What did the one guy say? He might not be there. Tress Way is one of the best punters in the league.
He says he's a captain.
He just doesn't know.
Hey, like, he's clueless.
Yeah. Can you wear? So he can wear any number, or is there a limited number?
No, I think like, there are limited numbers for quarterbacks.
For quarterbacks, yeah.
So could he wear something in the 20s if he wanted?
No.
I think 1 to 19 or 0 to 19.
Sounds to me. This is just me listening to that. He wants his number 5.
Of course.
He didn't say anything.
He didn't. It's my interpretation.
He said he's working it out, or he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to try and work it out with him.
Maybe they do come to some sort of financial
agreement.
But
then what is Tress going to wear?
Maybe he's flexible.
Didn't Haskins ask Theismann for his number and he wore his number?
He did, I believe. That was so disrespectful.
Yeah, but I don't think Theismann wasn't happy about it.
No, I wasn't. But you're
he would have been happy if Haskins turned out to be a good player.
It would have looked bad.
Publicly, you're kind of screwed.
That's one where you're not really reading the room.
Yeah,
you know, it's a big ask.
Or Fromm is probably not going to be long for this world. Take 11. Although they have Jeremy Chinn as 11.
Fromm's
See all these other
no,
position
Fromm's
guys.
12.
They have Fromm as 12. Okay, yeah. And here I have it as 11.
No, I
think I heard
12.
Kevin Sheehan speculating that maybe he'll get Kaz Allen's number. He wears 10.
Is Kaz Allen going to be around?
Yeah. He might not make, you know, maybe doesn't make the squad.
He's already getting enough comparisons to RG3.
Oh, that's true. It's RG3's number. He probably don't want that.
It looks like right now 7 and 9 are available.
Yeah, we but talked 7 about is Theismann, 9 is Sonny.
9 is Sonny, yeah.
Those are basically retired numbers.
So listen,
numbers.
Young man, we can't get those numbers. Haskin took 7, but that was a mistake.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Could he do 0?
Mariota.
Mariota.
That's
that?
Right.
So 0 to 19 QBs can wear.
Yeah.
Man, he's kind of.
I'm going
to
guess.
They're just going to have to cut a guy.
I'm going
to
guess.
Tell Peters you got to cut a guy.
No, I'm going to guess he's going to work something out with Tress.
But then what is Tress going to wear?
Doesn't matter. I mean,
well, like 68 or something? Like what could Tress wear?
He's the punter. He can wear whatever
he
wants.
He can actually wait until they cut somebody.
Yeah.
Because 0 through 19, they're going to cut some
of
those guys.
Well, they do wear duplicate numbers in camp.
Maybe Tress Way was a different number in college, and he'll just go to his college number or something. Who knows?
Right.
But you're right. The 0 to 19 numbers are pretty much taken.
I like Keyshawn's theory, though, of waiting it out. Wait it out to the last possible second. Let them throw whatever number. Like, are you okay with letting them throw a number your way, wearing it in the preseason, then changing it before the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys
don't
care.
Has that happened?
Sure. Sure. A lot of these guys don't care. Some guys do. Some guys do. Some guys don't care at all. Some guys are very, you know.
Guys are superstitious about numbers.
Yeah. But having the other position guys be able to wear like 0 through 19 really does hurt the QBs.
Sure.
I mean, you're taking up valuable numbers. And having receivers in there now.
You got linebackers in there.
I mean, it's crazy. They got linebackers, corners.
It just looks
kickers.
Bizarre with like Frankie Louvu's going to be wearing 4. That's just a weird look.
Yeah, you're used to linebackers are wearing in the 50s.
Yeah. Like a double digit. Can you wear a double digit
Maybe
number,
40s.
Please?
Why, yeah. Frankie Louvin is to wear 44. Have him wear 44.
Wasn't Riggo 44?
Riggo was 44.
Yeah. Can you talk about
44? Can't do Riggins. Can't do 44. I know. I was thinking defense, though.
Yeah. Can't do 44.
Jaden Daniels is going to wear number 5. I'd put money on it right now. Does anybody want to take the bet?
What? Hey, can you draft?
Anybody want to take the bet? I'll put up $2.
What number can punters wear, though?
Punters can wear, probably, I think, anything. 0 through 49 and 90 through 99, it looks like.
Maybe he does, like, well, 99 is Cleveland Farrell. Can't do that.
Tress wore number 36 at Oklahoma.
He wore 36. Can he wear that here? Is it available? It's not available.
I'm going to guess it's not.
Kiyu Blue Kelly. Well, we're going to cut him.
All right, well, he's going to be gone.
We're going to cut him.
He'll figure it out. I would agree with JP. I think he'll get 5.
5 is the
move.
And
Tress will just be flexible. And maybe he hooks him. Maybe gives him 10 grand or whatever. But he'll hook it up. He's the number 2 pick in the draft.
Right.
Or maybe
his high school number.
Maybe because he's such a good teammate, he'll take whatever number they have available.
Yeah.
If he just doesn't want to create any waves.
I'm guessing he was 5 in high school.
He wore
that's
number
why,
5. For,
that's why he went to Arizona State and wore 5. And he went to
Cajon High School. Or?
California.
You're looking at Jaden.
Yep.
And who wears? I think it's either 5 or 15.
He's worn number 5 forever, it looks like.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That doesn't mean you can't have a different number at the pro level. Did Dax even do anything last year?
Very little.
No, he wasn't. He didn't.
I thought
play.
He was on the practice squad for.
Yeah, he didn't
most
even play
year.
Last year.
Yeah, you might be right. He might not be there. I mean, well, maybe he goes, Jaden gets 5, and then, like I said before, Tressway goes to 15.
Right, but that's assuming Dax isn't there.
Yeah, correct.
It's becoming a nightmare.
He's going on a bunch of these podcasts, but he seems like a pretty quiet guy.
Who, Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
I agree. Quiet, humble. He's kind of the anti-RG3.
Not attention-seeking.
Yeah.
From the looks of it.
Not wearing the goofy socks. Not just making it all about him.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't like his suit at the Heisman presentation.
That was Valdez. That was Valdez's thing. I thought it was an interesting tidbit, but that was Valdez's thing. I think there's a lot of guys, they do, you know, crazy stuff on the inside of their suit.
But that one was all about him.
Right. It's the inside. And maybe he, I don't know, doesn't he strike you as a humble, quiet guy? He really does.
Yeah, I mean, I brought it up. Now, I don't know how much he's against attention seeking because he's going on all these podcasts.
Mm. Well, maybe he just can't say no when people are inviting him.
He might
him.
Be having, yeah, and the Keyshawn, he knows Keyshawn's name. Yeah. He went on and did Kevin Hart. It's not like he's doing numbers. He's doing some pretty big dudes podcasts, right?
Yeah, he also did, though.
He hasn't
I don't
done the
remember
junkies
if it
yet.
Was Twitch or if it was YouTube. Remember, he was talking to like two other teammates.
Okay, he did like a live stream with buddies. Yeah. Okay, that's
I
like
think
a,
that was Instagram that, Live.
Yeah, that's just a normal hanging out thing. Somebody just went live on their Instagram.
Yeah, I told you the thing that I liked, and maybe it's a try hard move, was that he supposedly was calling plays for an hour on the flight back.
I think,
from the draft.
I think he was just going through the playbook, just flexing a little
He's
bit.
He's getting ready for camp.
Yep.
And I know they credit a lot of his improvement to the virtual reality training. So he might have one of those Oculuses.
Sure.
And
big ass
and
goggles.
Sees linebackers and defensive ends coming at
if
him.
It gets him ready for game day.
Those things.
Keep wearing them.
I saw people wearing those for like one day and then it was over.
Okay, if you're playing Grand Theft Auto wearing them, walking down the street, that's kind of dumb. But if Jaden Daniels
in your house.
Actually improves and gets better by using VR training, I'm all for it.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Throw those goggles
I'm
on,
baby.
I'm just
not for those guys like walking around in public wearing them.
Well, I mean, you just look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that yet. That would be classic.
I've seen some videos of people, but Right. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Coming up at 9, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.